Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. This is the day that God has given us. He's given us this day. He's given us this opportunity for us to make another start, to start all over, to bring in something new, to bring in something fresh. Yes, yes, he's given us a chance. It's up to us. It's up to us to do something positive. Oh, God, it's up to us to do something that's pleasing to God, huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The scripture this evening is, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he becomes old, he will not depart. Train him up. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the moment that you've given us, this opportunity, this very air that we're breathing. We are grateful today, God. We are grateful to move our limbs, to have a voice, to speak about you, Master. We thank you, God. We thank you for all the opportunities that you've given us, God, to proclaim your word, Master, to lift you up, God. Master, we are just grateful today, God. We know that there are trying times right now, Master, all around the world, God. But, God, we know that you knew that this would come. Revelation tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. We will have battles on every angle, on every side of every corner of the earth, God. Oh, Master, you're not a man that you would lie to us, God. Your word is true. We're living it. We're seeing it with our eyes today, God. Oh, Master, we ask you, oh, God, to protect us, to keep us, God, to help us to stand up for what is right. Stand up for righteousness, God. Help us to have a word, oh, God, and a word, a fresh word, in due seasons, God. A word of encouragement, Master. We ask you, God, to speak to us. Speak a word to us. And we will be careful. We will be careful to give you all praise. Give you all honor that you so richly deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. We thank you in advance, God, for what will come to pass. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We just thank God. I know I thank God. I thank God in spite of everything that I'm hearing, everything that I see. I thank God. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. He is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all praises. Even when we think we're all alone, we're not alone. We're never alone. When we have a relationship with an almighty God, we're never alone. I just want to move quickly with this lesson here that we're talking about leaders. And we just want to just expound a little bit on tying leaders in with parenting because it goes together. But let me just say this to us here. This is a method of teaching that begin. The method of teaching begin with a brief class at home. And it reminds me of a video that I witnessed just recently where I saw a leopard teaching her cub, the mama leopard. She was teaching the cub how to cross the road. This was in Africa. Yeah, in the motherland, huh? She was teaching the cub how to cross the road. One thing that was so unique was that the babies, it was two, they did not want to cross the road. And I was looking real, I mean, just pretty sure like a million other people. They didn't want to cross. One stopped in the middle as the traffic was still. The cars did not move. Everybody was at attention because the mother The mom was at work. She was at work. She was doing her thing. She was protecting her babes, huh? The mom, she went back to that had sit there in the middle of the road. Think about that. Think about that. And she left him. She picked him up. She picked him up with her mouth and turned him around. And he started to follow her again. Mm-hmm. And this time, he crossed that road. And you know, when I was looking at this and I was saying to myself, how many times have we stopped in the middle of the road in a just complete halt, a complete turnaround, and God had to come. God came, huh? And he picked us up. Yes, picked us up and turned us around. Feet on a solid foundation. How many times have he done it? Oh, he's given us first time, second time, third time, many times. He's done it. Yeah, he's brought everything to a halt. Huh? Just to come and get an old wretch like me. Just to come and put me on straight street. Am I talking to anybody? Oh, glory to God. But the purpose of that was to talk about the role of a mom, the role of the parent, what the parent does, how the parent takes time with the child. Yeah, this brings to mind the patient of the parent. Yeah, note. She kept her eyes on the baby. She kept her eyes on them. And she kept her eyes on the traffic, on the cars, all at the same time. And I said, wow, look, they didn't move. Nobody moved. Because the mother, the mom, she was at work. Look at that. Look at that. Glory to God. Yeah, there was a good parent. There are good parents. They're remarkable parents. They are caring parents. But there are also some bad parents, some very negligent parents. Yeah. Some disconnected parents. I would say they're totally disconnected to the child or the children. Totally disconnected. Some ironic parents. Yeah. Yeah. But many times the good will outweigh the bad. Am I talking to anyone? If you are a good parent, keep on being a good parent. If you are not a good parent, it's never too late. I said it's never too late to make a change. You could start today. Stay with Jesus. Stay with Christ. You can start today. Mm-hmm. Let's move quickly into our lessons and as we talk about a little bit about some of the parents that we are familiar with. So let us look at the first parents, the very first parents. The very first parents were Adam and Eve, who were expelled from the garden of paradise. Yeah. While outside the garden, Eve gave birth to two sons. There were two kids, Cain and Abel, who did not get along as brothers. They didn't get along. Isn't that something? Were they jealous? Who was great? Was one greater than the other? The murderer became the middle of the family's middle name, murderer. Yeah. Why was it there was so much bitterness, there was so much anger between the two? Is this a reflection, parents? Does the apple fall too far away from the tree, or is it really closer to the tree than we think? This brings to mind for us to look at Genesis chapter 3 and verse 12. And right here we see Adam and Eve. They're in the garden. And God comes back in the garden. And they hear him. They hear him. They hear him coming. And he calls out to them. And he wanted to know, what have you done? He's talking to Adam. Adam says to God, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate. Are you listening to me? Parents, listen to me. War breaking out between husband and wife. And could it be that it was passing on to the seed and is planted into the children? And especially into this one particular son. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Because, see, when Adam told God that he listened to Eve, the wife that he had given him. That's what he said. The woman that you gave me, she gave me something. She gave me some fruit and I ate it. So what is he doing at this time? Is he passing it on? Is he pointing fingers at her? Will this become a rivalry that will actually take place between the husband and wife? Could this be possible that an inheritance of a discord, what is a discord? A discord is a lack of harmony, a lack of peace, a disagreeable situation. Look at that. Could it have started off with the mom and dad? Ooh, parents, we really must be very careful. Yeah, we have to be very careful. Yeah. We are the eyes. We are the examples that our kids see. They see us before they see anyone. Am I talking to anybody? Let's look at a little closer to the book of Judges. In Judges chapter 1 and verse 4, and it says here we see that Samson had gone to a place. He had gone to a place called Tinai and saw a young Philistine woman. Yeah, yeah. Anybody who have sons, you understand this. Anybody who have daughters, you would understand this too. Yeah. When they see someone that, thank God they're able to come to you and tell you. Yeah, yeah. See, you got to look at it from all angles, from all aspects. Because thank God they're able to come and talk to you and let you know something rather than to just be secretive about it. Look at this. So once he returned home, he told his mother about the Philistine woman and how he wanted to marry her. And I just saw her. But he wanted to marry her. His mom said to him, she wanted to know why he couldn't find, listen to this, why he couldn't find a relative or someone in their culture of people to select as a wife. So why you got to go way over there, Samson? Why you can't come right in here? And you see, to make it even more shorter than all of that, the Philistines, who are they? They are not godly, Samson. You are a child that has been dedicated to God. You are a child that God has given us. Why not discuss that? Samson didn't care. He didn't care what they said to him. All he knew was he asked his father to go and get her. Sound like a spoiled brat? Yeah. What are we doing, parents? What are we doing? What seed are we planting in our kids? Are we opening up our mouths? Are we correcting them when they need to be corrected? Or are we just going along with the flow? Parents, listen to this. Yes. Yes, it was an opportunity for God to show the Philistines who he was. It was an opportunity. And God took the opportunity with Samson to show them. Yeah. But in the meantime, Samson's mother did make a suggestion. She made that suggestion. But he ignored her. And the father, he made none. Parents. Parents. Are we on opposite teams? Are we working together? Are we working on the opposite of each other? Philistines, they're our uncircumcised people. They're physically uncircumcised as well as spiritually uncircumcised. They do not have a relationship with God. Huh? A nation that did not believe in God, that didn't have anything to do with God. But Samson, you were different. You were different. Yeah. But did he listen? Did he take any heed to what was being told to him? Many of us know this story and how it ends. Disobedience. Huh? Disobedience causes us to be short-lived. Yeah. Look at Genesis chapter 27. And most of these stories, the biblical stories, are all in the Old Testament. The Old Testament, to me, is such a rich, unique book that I cherish very deeply. If any of you are regular listeners, you know I love the OT. I love it because there's so much to learn. You can see yourself in the OT. You can see yourself in here. Yeah, yeah. And these letters are written so you could see that how God can select anybody. Huh? Yeah. Genesis 27. Here we see a mother named Rebecca. Now this story here is really something to me, because when I read this, it makes me scratch my head. It makes me wonder, and I just have all kind of concerns about Rebecca. But here we are. This is a woman. This is a mom. Her name is Rebecca. And she has a husband named Isaac. Son's name, Esau and Jacob. The father, Isaac, was near leaving the earth. He was near going off. He was near death, as they say. And it was customary for the father to bless his oldest son. Now, stay with me with this. Stay with me. And I know you've heard it before, but the depths of the mother is really something that I want to focus on. Her role in teaching and training. The father, Isaac, told the son, the oldest son, that he thought, who he thought was the oldest son, to go and hunt and bring back a wild game and cook a stew. And then the father, Isaac, said he would bless the older son. Yeah. So here we see that the father is assuming that he's talking to the older son, who is Esau. But in here we see that the father's sight is very poor, so he can barely see which son it really is. Okay? Now, this was the youngest son, who, if he was the oldest son, because the father, Isaac, like I said, his sight was not as well. By order of the mother, listen to this, real good. Moms, a mom, a parent, an example. By order of the mother, she told her son, look at verse 13. She said, if any curse would be let, if any curse would come from this, she said, let it fall on her. What is she talking about? If there should be a curse from you disguising yourself, son, and acting like you are the oldest child, let the curse fall on me. Huh? This is the mom who is being the example, who is teaching and training the child how to be deceptive, how to have deceit. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Verse 14 through 18 says here, this mother, Rebecca, is showing her son Jacob how to convey, how to be deceitful, how to be untruthful, how to lie, how to steal, because this is what's going on. He's stealing from who? The father. And now what was so amazing to me with this story is because I was trying to figure out, well, what would she gain? Because if she had two sons, could it be that the relationship with one was very far-fetched, that she felt that she needed to have the relationship with this one so she could gain more of the riches or things that the father would leave him? What way of thinking? And a parent. What method of training, what method of teaching are you giving your kids? Yeah, this story is one that has always been puzzling to me. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I know there are crooks. There are crooks in the world, and we know there are liars too. But this was like, I don't know if you all are familiar with Ma Barker, who taught her sons how to kill, who taught her sons how to steal. Mom Barker, yeah, she was a gangster. She was a gangster mom. This is way back in the 1920s and the 1930s, Mom Barker. Yeah, Mom Barker was really from listening to and doing a little research. Most of you know I like to do research. She was from right out here in Alexandria. Yeah, yeah. She was from right here in Louisiana. Mom Barker. But this is what she taught her kids. She trained them how to steal and to kill. And so what are we looking at here? Now, Mom Barker was in our time. Huh? But look at Rebecca. Huh? Wow. And she's showing him how to do this right to his own dying father. Not a father that is going to be living for any length of time, but the dying father. Parents, time to wake up. Parents, huh? To teach stealing and killing, some things are on a different time zone. Yeah, we need to make a change. A different time zone. Parents, we need to be more mindful of what we train our kids to do. We need to realize that same deceit, that same lying tongue that we're introducing him to, he will use it on us. Are we thinking like that? No, we're not thinking that way. Just like anyone else, when you're lying and you're stealing, you never think you get caught. You never even think of the outcomes, the repercussions, the circumstances that will follow behind whatever we have sown. Parents, listen to this. We are the examples. We are the models in the eyes of our youth. Whether you may not think of them like that. You may not think that far. You may just be thinking right there for the moment. But it's time for a change. It's time to think about the future. Yeah. Because we are who they learn from. They learn from us. Look at this story here. Esau. He was the good one. He was the oldest. He was the oldest son. If you continue to read this story, you will see his heart was broken when he found out what his brother had did. Dividing a family just because of some goods, some riches. What is more important, parents? What is more important? To have a wholesome family, tied together, where we have love and kindness and sharing and concern with one another, or to have division, killing, murder, deceit? What is more important? What is it? We are the teachers. We are the first teachers that they see. We are the first love that they experience. We are their first friends. So we should be very careful. We should be very careful how we walk before them. The things we say, the things we do, it does make a difference. At my age today, I can remember what my dad had said to me. I may laugh about it now as an adult, but when it happened, it wasn't funny. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So it's so important for us, for your child, for their rearing up. It's so important being a light, shining in a dark world, that they can see Jesus in us. That's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be that light in a dark place, even in a place where they may not know anything about him. But it's our place to walk circumspectly so they can see, so they can desire, so they could want to know, who is that Jesus? Tell me more about him. Oh, young folks, yeah, they mimic us. They do it. They mimic. Huh? Anybody play dress up? Anybody play dress up? Because if you play dress up, you mimic. You did. Anybody went to church, came home, and act like church at home? Huh? So you mimic. You copy. You learn from what you saw. So it does make a difference. We have to be very careful, parents. We have to be very careful. We have to learn how to ask God. Mm-hmm. Ask God to help us. Ask God to show us how to walk. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Will he do it? Yes, he will. All we have to do is ask him. He's just that kind of God. Huh? Yeah. So we don't have to fall into this family where we have all this discord. But we want to have a family where we have unity, where we have love, huh? Where we have concern for one another. Well, I love you and you love me. Not only when there is a funeral or there are some sad things that have happened, but it's a lifestyle that we live. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to help us. To help us, God. To be good parents. To be an example that they will see you in us. And they would want to know more about you. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. To grant it, God, in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And, of course, with us on Sunday and on Mondays. Yes, the women of God are giving the word of God. Huh? All you got to do is sit back and enjoy. Again, bless you.